VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge.
This Cabernet Sauvignon is so lean. Yes, very restrained.
Yes, it's alive with acidity.
It has a velvety mouthfeel with such puckery tannins.
I don't know. It kind of just tastes like sour grape juice to me. But at least it's got some alcohol in it, right?
What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. Have you ever heard wine drinkers talk like that? It kind of makes you wonder, can they really detect all those things in a wine? I mean, their words sure sound fancy, but how much of that is just talk? Today's video explores that idea exactly. And it turns out that when people drink wine, they're experiencing a lot more than just the liquid on their tongues. Check out the video if you haven't already, and you'll see what I mean. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. One problem is that not all of the wine publications require their tasters to be blind to the price and to the brand. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that. First off, not all of. You'll want to link these three words together so they roll off the tongue a little bit more quickly. Not all of. Not all of. Second one, require. The Q-U in this word is pronounced as K-W. Qu, qu. Require. Require. Last one, taster. Remember not to pronounce this word as test. It's taste, with that long A vowel sound and an R at the end. Taster. Taster. As opposed to tester. Tester. All right, let's hear the sentence of the day one more time, a little slower. One problem is that not all of the wine publications require their tasters to be blind to the price and to the brand. Let's check out some vocab from the sentence. Number one, publication. This noun means a book, magazine, newspaper, or document in which information or stories are published. For example, there's a good review of your play in the latest publication of the Apple Times. Number two, taster. This noun means a person who tastes food or drink as a job. For example, when we tested our new dish, half of the tasters thought it was too spicy. Number three, brand. This noun means a type of product made by a particular company. For example, you can save a lot of money by buying a generic item instead of a big brand name item. I'll tell you what, this video got me thinking about how much a brand name and an expensive price tag has affected my shopping. There was this one time I wanted to buy a new vacuum cleaner, and all the commercials and advertisements were pushing this one specific brand. Ooh, it's got a fancy design. Ooh, it looks different from other vacuum cleaners. Ooh, it's supposed to work so much better. I mean, it must work better, right? Look at how much it costs. So, I bought one, and it didn't take long before I started thinking, this vacuum doesn't really perform all that well. The batteries started running out of juice faster and faster. In the end, it finally died, but it lasted just long enough for the warranty to expire. After that experience, I bought another vacuum for a fraction of the price. And you know what? I've used that same vacuum for 8 years. I guess it just goes to show that sometimes a big price tag is just that. A big price tag. What about you? Have you ever been disappointed by an expensive item? Or did paying that extra money really make a difference in your experience? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.